So Rabbi Natan writes, "Ki en tzara gdola ma'atzarot." I'm telling you, I missed this book. I didn't learn it the Ruben Azmanim. I feel a difference. It's unbelievable to learn this book, Briti Shalom, to learn it every day. It doesn't make a difference if there's a shir or no shir. It's important, even a few minutes, you read one page, 2 pages, it puts you in focus of life. It's unbelievable. Amash, very chashuv. Very chashuv. All the books. Also the thank you book. I have a friend, a guy downstairs, Ruben De La Rena, a very tall guy, one of the very tall people in the yeshiva. Very tall. Very tall. Great tall. Ruben De La Rena. So he brings a briefcase full of the Rav's books. Got a big pile. And every day he reads one page. Every day, one page. It takes an half an hour from each thing, one page. Yeah. Always keep with the Rav is saying. So I also want. I try to do this. You know this? They don't have this. No, it's the Breslev.
It's Breslev?
Yeah. Ready for a few years.
No, Breslev. But it's only people.
It's Chumash, Daf Yomi, Gemara, Chumash, Navi, Halacha, Zohar. I don't do it all, but I get the Moran, I get the Halachot, Sefer Midot. We learn now Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is the best. I learned today about Rabbi Natan. Rabbeinu said, and he was sick, Rabbeinu said, "I don't know if anything can help me today anymore with my illness. Not even the schut, but the merit that I have from my forefathers, my ancestors, Bar Shem Tov. But one thing maybe will help me: the fact that I brought some people close to Hashem." That's what he said. And so this person who was talking to Rabbeinu told Rabbeinu, "Of course, what do you mean? Look, Rabbi Natan, he's going to be a Rebbe one day." So the Rebbe tells him, Rabbi Natan tells him, "You don't know Rabbi Natan. He is a Rebbe already." So he told me, I just read today, we have it here, in Chayim Oran. But Mehmet, you see the power of... Rabbeinu himself said the power of doing kiruv. Like Abdul said the other day, just even a smile to someone, just something. Deal with it, each one in his own aspect.
I heard the same story on Pesach, after the synagogue. I called off and a friend came. He lived in Tel Aviv. Right with my. He said, "Well, of course, you know, it was in the synagogue. Maybe he was not a synagogue. No, I know he did it. Wasn't
it funny? Oh, yes.
You know what is
the same thing?
You
want
to be
here? It's like you're passing here with
my. How much?
It's the biggest secret in the world. Yeah, the simplest words. I read a story the other day. There was a guy. His work was to, he's with the, you know, there's a the tender who takes the kids to school, the ride. So he was the Rebbe in the ride. There's a driver, there's a Rebbe always there, and the students come up and get up. That was his job. And he was always upset at his job. What a lousy job I have, and this and that. And the kids that come up all happy, and they see him, they're freezing. You know, he has a bad face because. And he always argues with this driver. The driver tells him, "Open the door." And he says, "What am I? I'm working open doors. You open the door." So the driver says, "Well, I drive it. I can't. You open the door." They go, every day. And then one day he decides, "I'm going to speak with the principal. What's this? Open the door. I'm closing the door." And then he goes to the principal. He's talking to him. He says, I have the most lousy job. He says, "Lousy job? You have the holiest job in the world. You have the ability to bring the kids to school with a smile on your face, to make them learn better. And there was one kid in the bus, he never learned well, he always had problems, there was focus. So the next day he got there and he was a big smile to every kid. And a little bit like this and that, and the kids were playing, he was singing, he sang with them. And after a week, one of the rabbis, the father of this kid comes to the kid that was doing much better that week, came to the rabbi. I don't know what you did with him, he's still this. I didn't do anything, I don't know what to do. And the driver, the helper, the driver, he heard the story, he heard the story, so he knew why it happened. So man, you never know. Like the principal said one word, and he started smiling, and he made all the kids smile and happy in life. And sometimes it's a Hashem. Just a smile, huh? Just a word. A word here, a word there. Just a chizuk, a little chizuk. This could enlighten someone. But sometimes you see the opposite. Rabbeinu, I read a story today that someone came to Rabbeinu and he told him, I'm so bad. I'm trying to get out of my taivas, all my this. I'm so bad. For years, it's not working for me. Rabbeinu said, you're right. You're really bad. What? What do you mean? I'm trying so hard. That's nothing. What I'm doing? I'm doing it. And they woke in him to see all the good things that he does also. So Rabbeinu, after tell someone, sometimes you have to start go with someone. Yeah, you're bad. And then you'll be shocked from someone else telling him this. Then he'll wake up. But usually you're supposed to, I heard the story from the Zvil Rebbe, of Shlomkev Zvil, first one. And there was a boy who went off the derech here in Shlain completely. He was doing only avails and everything. And people tried talking with him, good and bad, you're going to go to Gehenna, all kinds of things. And so, nothing else. So they came to Rabbi Shlomkev Zvil. So he said, bring me the kid, I want to talk to him. The boy, it was a young boy, teenager. So the governor, what's going to help? Everyone spoke to him. I want to talk to him. They bring him to the Zvil Rebbe. And he looks at him and tells him, I know you do a lot of avails. I say, yeah, I know you do all kinds of shtuyot. But you should know, those 5 minutes before you do an aveira, you're fighting with yourself. Yes, no. In Shemaim, it's the greatest thing. So, go, leave. And the kid, this boy did tshuva. He said, if the 5 minutes that I fight are great in Shemaim, so if I overcome the Yisra, so even more. Right? So he gave him more koach. He looked at the good point of his whole struggle. Not at the bad, that the conclusion is that I failed. No, it doesn't go like that. You struggle. You see, you know how important you are in Shemaim for struggling, for fighting, for closing your eyes even once, for this, all about it, even the smallest thing. And the main thing is to look at the positive. Today, all the psychologists, that's how they work. Looking at the positive. It used to be, when Ezra told me when he learned psychology, they used to dwell in the past. Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, today is not like that at all. It's like Abeno today. It's look at the good, look at the positive, don't dwell in the past. Look, even if you're dwelling in the past, look at the good in the past. Look at all the good points, all of this. Right? Because the main problem with people is the low self esteem, low confidence.
For the bad. I have to talk in
school. You will have a problem.
The bad be the good. Understand you? It's always to go how you have
to. Yeah, better.
Because you go up so only.
That's how we write. We are brainwashed with sewer water. We have to brainwash with Rabbeinu's water. With Nachal Avel. The water which cleans, Rabbeinu said, that I'm the river that cleans from all ktamim. How is it ktamim? All stains. Rabbeinu is the water. Rabbeinu said, my waters, my river, I can clean all the stains of a person. All you have to do is listen to Rabbeinu.
Beautiful. I was in Germany on my job, my boss. One day he came and got it all together and said, we have a list. He saw no negative things. I said, you want only negative things. Why you not write sometimes more good things about us? When you say something good, you quote.
Yeah.
You have no visuk.
The same thing with kids and everything. It's much like that. So Bezad Hashem. Let's see a little bit the Rav wrote it here. Rabbi Natan says, "En tzara gdola ma'atzarot shenasa b'dorotenu ba'avotein harabim." There's no greater trouble from the trouble that there is now in our generation. We're talking about 200 years ago, 160, 70 years ago, that the truth is so hidden, right? So it's but you can't see it. Ba'avotein harabim, because of our sins. All of this is drawn down only from the pagan, the blemish of Tavat Niyu, which now is spread in the world beyotel, a lot. Even those which want to behave in a pious way, they're not clean from this lust. What does that mean that they are clean from this? That they don't look at themselves to throw themselves down to the earth, to scream to Hashem, to beg from Him every day. Rabbi Natan, not Rav Arush. Rabbi Natan of Breslev. Okay? To beg from him every day, b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, l'inatzel, to be saved from what you need to save yourself from. Kfi sheyodea kol echad v'echad nigedev avom v'chobav, like each one knows his own issues. It's Rabbi Natan 200, almost 200 years ago, 180 years ago. Or 160 years ago, I don't know when he wrote it, which period of life, Rabbi Natan. That's my mind probably knows when he wrote it, but I don't. But after Rabbi was lifted. So in our generation, why? 100 times more, not a million times more, this Chashub. So you see what Rav Arush said, that every day a person has daven for this, especially for this. It's not Rav Arush saying this, it's Rabbi Natan saying this. If someone has a problem, oh, I don't want to hear Rav Arush, I want to hear this different Rabbi Breslev. But yeah, he'll tell you the same thing, because Rabbi Natan says this. What Rav Arush was mechadesh is that the Indian of 30 minutes a day on one thing has a lot of power. It's not Rav Arush, also Rabbeinu writes in Likutei Moran in Torah 52, that if someone takes one midah and works for it a long time on one thing, until he nullifies it completely. Rav Arush said, even 30 minutes a day is enough. Just consider that. He said, you don't want to do that? Don't do half an hour a day. But
do something.
Can, at least every day, consistency. Like a
jackhammer.
Can. If you do one thing, and then come back a month later, and then one, in 100 years, he won't break a hole in the ground, right? But if you do it like that, every day, like a job, Rabbi Akiva. I just learned the Gemara in Masechet Ketubot, the story of Rabbi Akiva. There is not brought down the drop. There he brings down part of the story in Masechet Ketubot and Daf Samech Vav or something like that. Samech Hey, he just learned Daf Ayomi last week, so he brings part of the story. He brings that he married her, and then he went to learn, and then Eliyahu Navi came. He told him, look, your husband left you, and she said, if you would have listened to me, we would go back again for another 12 years, and he went back another 12 years. And then she came to him, and she was falling to his legs, and the students wanted to push her away. And she said, he told them, don't, everything you have is also hers. Everything I have and you have is hers, it's all hers. And then his father-in-law came and wanted to nullify the vow. He didn't know it's him. He just heard that big gadol came and wanted to nullify the vow. Oh, Itati! Yep. Velachem. Therefore.
Last week?
Yeah? How? I don't know. When's the last time you were there?
I was
so before that.
Oh, let's see.
Ah, it is. I mean,
we went up there.
I was there by many times. I was there a few months ago.
There was
a roof.
No, the COVID, no. The Rabbi Akiva before was open.
Open, right. Just the top, and then it's open on the side. And that's it's completely closed. Ah, it's very
close. Then the top. COVID, the
ah. Sefer Torah, is it?
Yeah.
And there's a mikveh there.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's a mikveh.
Yeah.
On the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of that, I'm just trying to get it's the main answer. I'm just trying to get like the target. Like within, let's say like a 30 minutes. The focus is is it to help or is it all of it? Hashem's help to help you succeed, to overcome the Yetzer, to be healed and purified, to nullify.
Akol.
I mean, it's
sometimes you don't even that doesn't talk to you. Sometimes you just want to Hashem help with you clean. You just put 30 minutes straight. Sometimes you have more talk, sometimes less talk. Sometimes you also do cheshbon nefesh during that time.
Right, you have to set yourself.
I walked in the street. Right. Why I lifted my eyes? Was there anything to do there that I lifted my eyes? I was doing eyes. Hashem, help me next time that I will think before I lift up my eyes.
But sometimes I have problems for half hour. I feel I lost the understanding because I have no words and I don't know. Then I see I'm not on the level to talk now for half hour.
So you ask Hashem, give me koach to daven for half an hour. What, Hashem, give me, help me daven half an hour? You can say that too. Sometimes you go to the field for a whole hour and you sit like this. And it's a big zchut. Avinu writes in Torah 25 in the second part of the Kutei Moharan. It's a beautiful thing. Just to sit there in front of Hashem is beautiful. So fine. So that's what he was today. What's the big deal? Rabbanan says, "Ibadut is a point. Every ibadut is a point of. It's another point in your notebook in Shemayim of a humility, because you realize everything's from Hashem, nothing's for you. And Rega, and a silent ibadut which nothing comes out." It's a big point. It's a lot of humility because even to pray, you can't pray without Hashem. Nothing. You can't do anything.
But I see sometimes I have to fight my Yetzer, to come over, to find ways.
Yes.
He put you sometimes I pray after. So now to sleep nice and warm next time, get up.
Especially, right, if we have. Doing Bodhidut now and in the middle you get tired and you overcome that, you can get a lot of light from Shamayim. By the way, what Rav Dror spoke here the other day about the lights in your head, it's 100% truth. He's not making up things. Okay? I'm not the big tzaddik or anything, but I'm telling you, he's not making up things. I know what he's talking about exactly. And a person can reach, it's not very hard. It's just work. A lot of work, a lot in the field. A lot in the field, a lot of thank you to Hashem, a lot of cleaving to Hashem. And a person gets these lights in his head. The point is not the light. He gets, Hashem decides to illuminate the light through him. But it's just, a person might be shocked. He gets this light, he'd be shocked. You don't know what it is. A person says a lot of thank you. A lot of thank you. It's such a place.
I have sometimes I
burst out crying from happiness.
Sometimes I very little do it. I concentrate so much. I was in a tzion.
You were?
In a tzion. I concentrate so much that I now address the world in a tzion. I concentrate so much. I have to. I stand in a tzion.
I prayer in my
I stay for 1 hour in the wall and I concentrate. I won't go to the town, was on Shabbat. Was when, yeah. I won't go to the hotel, but it's raining so much. And I won't make the food. I have so much desire in there. I said, no, okay. I imagine I'm now in the hotel and the wall here. And I was in the hotel.
Nachal, because the Baal Shem just says where you think that's where you are.
It's amazing. You have a nice little. It's not always.
No. Matanana Hashem, Rav Hashem gives us.
In terms of like,
just take a look.
You know, Holy lacks eyes of holiness. It doesn't understand your or faith. To be able to feel faith, he doesn't have eyes of holiness, thanking for that difficulty, or
it depends on where a person is.
Jaman, thank for a sin. Yeah.
Ultimately, you thank for everything because Hashem put you there, because Hashem knows that's the only way you'll grow, so you want to be there too. It's beautiful, this place I am at, because only here I'm growing.
Okay.
Yeah? If I'm not there, I won't grow. Rav Dov said it the other day, Rabbi writes it many times. Dafka, there you grow. You're with Hashem over there. Hashem put you over there. So I thank Hashem, it's the most beautiful place. Thank you for putting me down in this beautiful place. That's where I'm getting close to Hashem, and that's where I want to be too. That's where I want to be. So let's just stop thinking of the sin is bad. The situation we're in is good. The sinning is bad.
Right.
The situation that we're in is a good situation. It's all a good situation. We have to stop thinking, oh, I've sinned, so I'm in a bad situation. That's not true. I sinned, I have to tshuva on the sin. But the situation right now that I'm in, I'm called a sinner. It's the most beautiful situation there is. Only here I'm growing. Only here I'm growing. And that's why I'm not thinking Hashem that about the sin. I'm thinking Hashem that I'm in a situation which is called a sinner situation. That's the most beautiful place in the world. Only here I can do tshuva. Only here I get close to Hashem. Only through this. That's why that's
sometimes I feel when I make that not the correct way. Hashem will see how I act after.
Again, he wants to see how you're going through this.
I fell now back and said, I'm so bad. And I said, no, he wanted I continue, understand? To serve him.
Okay. נכון. סבימת, זה נעשות. סבימת השם. טוב, we're going to stop over here.